You want to grab that? Is that your, so that didn't go flying? Okay, let's go with people that have signed up that are for the application. Is anyone here that signed up that wants to speak on behalf of the application? You want to go?
Tim Davis, my address is Box 1625, Branson, Missouri.
Mr. Davis, you're representing the applicant, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm an attorney in town. I've been hired to represent the applicant and just briefly discuss some of the legal aspects of the case. Again, it's a conditional use permit application. And in evaluating conditional uses, there's a two-step process. First is to say, is this even a conditional use you could have in such a zone? And so that's the first issue. So according to the Taney County zoning map, this is zoned A1. I printed off the basic outline, basic restrictions that apply in A1 zones. And within an A1 zone, it lists all sorts of uses. And then a P or C next to such use to say, is it a permitted use, in which case you wouldn't have to have a permit, or is it a conditional use, in which case you do have to have a permit. And so what I believe, and I've discussed this with Scott, I think this falls under this external driving around on trails falls under recreation and entertainment outdoor as a conditional use. So that's where I believe that this proposal to drive ATVs outside falls. If the board says yes, we think it falls into the outdoor recreation category, then the second step in the board's analysis would be what sort of conditions do we want to impose on this project to make sure it's a benefit to the community? Does that make sense? So one is, the first question is it even a kind of use that could be permitted? If so, then what additional conditions should we impose to make sure it's a benefit? I think it's not much change from the way the land's been used the past 40 years. As all of you probably know, Gary Wakefield, through one of his corporations, purchased land about 1980, spent vast amounts of money building a large series of trails, more than 70 miles of trails around the land, which he used for hunting. He would bring in business associates and entertain them there at this property, which has always been used by his corporation, owned by his corporation until now. There was vast amounts of shooting, vast amounts of ATV riding. At one point, Gary even had a machine gun, which he would fire in his backyard occasionally. That was going on since the 1980s. So this will be involve a lot less shooting than when Gary owned the land. And people will be riding around ATVs on the trails, largely the trails that Gary already built for the purpose of ATV riding. So there we go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else for?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jared Kleeman. I'm formerly a Taney County Sheriff's Deputy here. The reasons I'm for the ATV park is, one, that area of the county is slightly underdeveloped, aside from the Drury Mincy community and what is going on over at the Branson Airport area and that area. So if you add in the amount of business revenue that would be generated from an ATV, UTV park, I think it would be a great benefit to that community in that area, as well as helping build the infrastructure in that section of our county. Secondly, I believe it would also help with some of the mental health in our county. My child is a dirt bike motocross rider, and there are multiple studies that show that children who get involved in UTV and ATV activities at a young age, one, it helps with their mental development. There's multiple Harvard studies that say it's extremely beneficial to their mental growth, as well as it's provided a safe environment for my child to grow, where previously he wasn't finding that in organized sports through schools and he was around bad influences. This has allowed his entire world to be changed because of the community that's helped support him in his adventures in dirt bike riding, motocross, which I think this would open a lot of opportunity for a lot of kids who wouldn't have that opportunity otherwise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else for?
My name is Justin Young. I do live down the road, probably about 3 miles from where the proposed area is. And I agree that it would bring good revenue for the area, just being around the sport and the stuff myself. There's a lot of guys that they're going to spend time in town or around town. It's going to bring I think there's a misconception of a lot of it, too. There's a lot of guys with some pretty cool toys that run around through the woods that, you know, that's just all they're doing. It's leisure. It's nothing crazy. It's not making big disturbance and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's just a good place for everything. And I've heard from people in Branson, part of maybe the city that people are asking about, you know, coming to town if there is a place nearby to ride and camp. And I think this would be a great addition to the area for that line. As for, like I said, noise and dust and stuff like that that's been addressed, is I think it's pretty minimal, especially for the area. It'd be a freak weather phenomenal for most of the neighbors close by to feel or be impacted by it. Traffic would be, I don't think there's going to be a major traffic. There's more stuff go out that way that are more disturbing than that, that slow down the traffic. But it's not like we're talking everybody's going to show up at one time. It's not going to be a traffic jam. It's just leisure weekend riders and toys. So anyway, that's about all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Anyone else for?
Chad Noble out of Springfield, Missouri. I just think it would be beneficial to the area because there's hundreds of people like me that drive hours out of town, and we spend our money that we've made here elsewhere. Sales tax, revenue, stuff like that would definitely benefit the area a ton, I think. There's people going to Arkansas right now every weekend. So you're missing out on all that revenue that does not happen in here. Then it's just leaving and it's spent there versus here. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, guys. My name's James Murray. I run a social media group, Side by Sides. We're real big on family, and riding in the National Forest is great. Riding in the mountains is great. But what these guys are creating is a safe environment to make memories with your families. My son, he's in the back. He's almost 30 years old. I've had him off-roading our whole life. Mojave Desert, the Sierras. But what they are creating is something, not just with revenue, but the memories that are going to be able to be made with these families. And it's going to be safe. They've got, when I heard how many safety stations they had around in just that one spot, and I've been blessed enough to go out there and help them beat some of these trails up a little bit and get them ready for what's going to happen. And it's cool. To have that many places and that many rest areas and that many safeties, that's big. To hear the helicopter pads, that's big. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing you're creating a good environment for off-roading. So thanks.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else?
I wasn't prepared to do this, actually. I'm Danny Landrum. I'm from Arkansas, actually, down north of Harrison. And I'm a big enthusiast. We have a lot of trails in Arkansas. Arkansas is well known for its trails, actually, nationally, as crazy as that sounds. And a lot of my friends and all will ask people that live out of state, hey, is there places around Branson we could ride? And I'm like, well, if you want to drive 2 hours in Arkansas, yeah, it wouldn't take you to places. And I think the idea of what you're hearing here with, as they said, with the emergency stations, things that none of the state parks in Arkansas have, none of them. They barely maintain U.S. Forest Service parks in Arkansas. I mean, it's been my experience that generally when you go to places that are private, there's much better maintenance and they're much better taken care of. Trails are much better condition. They have safety stations. State parks have none of that. And they're huge in Arkansas. I mean, big attractions every weekend. So I've been working in Branson, lived up here now for a little over 10 years. And I know Branson has worked to grow their business where it's not just seasonal. It's continual, it's year-round. and they're still not quite there yet. I'm in sales and restaurant business, and January and February are pretty slow in the restaurant business around these parts. And anything to draw more business and increase business tax revenue and bring people in, I would think would be good for the environment, good for the area. So big supporter. I represent probably, in our group, there's probably 40, 45 families that we get together, different ones of us, and ride every weekend somewhere. So it's a big deal, it is.
All right, thank you. Anyone else for? Okay, as far as opposed, Don, are you the closer?
I'll go whenever you want me to.
Okay.
I'm not going to be difficult.
No, that's fine. We'll go with that. You be the closer, okay? Does that work? We'll work the building. So let's start on this side. Is there first row that wants to?
My name is Wade, and I'm from Hollister. I'm an OHV Ranger.
What's your last name, sir?
Boyer.
Boyer?
Yeah. Okay. I am the OHV Ranger at Chadwick. So for the gentleman that says that there's nowhere to ride for his children on dirt bikes and motocross, yeah, there is, and I can take him right to it because I run that area. I am the ranger there. Now, my problem is they're not worried about the locals that have to deal with the congestion that they're going to put on this road with all the millions of people that they say that they have signed up for this. Well, how many people's drove down JJ? During the summertime, you see a lot of bikers, right? They're not concerned about safety on that road. They're just concerned about safety on their property. That's it. Now, I can also show you, and I took some pictures of Chadwick ATV, if I can show you guys some of these. Now, obviously, pictures don't do justice, but these are some of the trails that I deal with. Now, my question is when their park, and it will, I promise, because nobody can stop Mother Nature, what are they going to do when their trails look like that? They're either going to jackhammer, which is going to cause noise, smoke, all that, right? Or they're going to have to blast. Well, you've got to bring dynamite in for that, correct? So they will run into issues like that. I heard them say, well, we'll maintain it every day. No, you won't. You might. You can try. But sooner or later, that's what you're going to deal with. And anyway, I just think the ones that live in local is the one hurt for this. I do. But anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you. Next row, anyone signed up?
I'm Larry Summers, and I live on Pine Top Road. And I'll just reiterate what I've said before, the traffic, and like he said, several million, I don't know if that is dollars or people coming. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to bring a lot of traffic. And I've already seen the, I call them razors. I don't know what they're called, but the four-seaters coming up and down JJ Highway, Aspen Road, and Pine Top already running on their courses that they've got set up. And the trails that they're talking about, I've lived there since 92, and most of the trails that they've got cut in there now, you never seen before, and now they've gotten them wide enough for the Jeeps and stuff to go down through, and if they were there before, they sure were not visible. Thank you.
Thank you. You signed up? Next row? Anybody behind? Next row after that? Second to the last row? Last row, no? Okay, how about the very back? Do we have anybody signed up to speak? Back row? Next row?
Good evening. My name's Ron Daniels. I live at 4500 State Highway JJ, which is right across from Aspen Road, right on the south edge of the proposed development. At the first meeting, I voiced some concerns about the increased traffic, several other issues. It sounds like they may have addressed some of the issues that I had initially, but I still have concerns about the increased traffic on JJ. I know there probably will be issues with alcohol. Even if it's not sold on the property, you can't keep it off. And I'm not opposed to drinking alcohol. I'm not opposed to riding side-by-sides, but the two together probably don't make a good mix. And like Larry Summers said, we have seen some side-by-sides running up and down JJ in the last two or three weeks, probably going